means if your wife became a nida b'shas chuppah, b'shas b'nesuyin, before you had time to have the first bia. So before you live with your wife the first time, she became a nida, then that's the halacha, that hu yoshin bein hanoshim, at night, he has to go and sleep with the men, v'ishto yishona bein hanoshim, and she has to go and sleep with ladies. There's an issa yichud, they can't be alone together. Kozeman, they don't have the first bia. So what we're coming out now is Lameima, you want to tell me now, the Avelus Kilo Leiminida. That Avelus is more kal in the eyes of the lady than there is an Issanida. Because what we're coming out now is, let's say you had chuppah and you had a Bilas mitzvah with your wife. And then she became a Nida. So Locha is, you're allowed to have Yichud together. You're allowed to sleep in the same room. Even though you're not allowed to have you can't live together. But we're not afraid. You know there's an Issa Nida. We're not afraid they're going to live together. That's the halacha. You're allowed to sleep in the same room with your wife, even though she's a Nida. So what do you see? That if your wife is a Nida, it's chomer to both of them not to have Tashmish Shamita. So we let them have Yichud together. Our Brisa says, but by Avelus, not that way. By Avelus here it says, even though the Chosin lived with his Kala the first night, right afterwards though, he has to separate, and they can't have Yichud together. Why not? Because they're Avelus. And the locher of Avelus says, you know what, have Tashma Shamita. But the Yisra Avelus doesn't mean that much to the people. It's only Yostim and the Rabbanin. So since it's only Yostim and the Rabbanin, we're afraid if they'll have Yichud, if they'll be together, they'll cheat and they'll live together. Therefore, with the Rabbanin, there's an Yisra Yichud. So what do we see in Nachmal Alma? What do we see? Lameima, you want to tell me, the Avelus Kilo Leila Minida. That Avelus is more kal in the eyes. Like Rashi says, Kilolei, la'avar oleho, minida, the Avelus le mehemenes le, the anida mehemenes le. Because when they're in Avol, we don't trust them to have Yichud together. We're afraid that they'll live together, they'll have Tashmish together. Aye, it's Aser, it's only Aser with the Rabbanan, it doesn't mean that much to them. But when your wife is a Nida, that's a Nisi D'Raisa, then everybody takes it more Chomer, and there we're not afraid they'll live together, so there we let them have Yichud together. That's what comes out. So Gemara asks them, is this true? I be Omer Reb Yitzchak, Bar Reb Chanina, Omer Rav Huna, called the Lachas like this, Kol Melachos, all the malachas that a wife has to do to a husband, we'll learn about this later in the Masechta, what exactly a wife has to do for a husband. But the malacha is, nida oisa labayla. A nida still has to do it. Even though she's a nida, she has to cook for you, she has to clean the house for you, she still has to do her chayvis. Chutz, what should a nida not do for a husband? Memziga sakois, she can't pour something, and Rashi says, lohishit loy, she's not allowed to hand you something. If she's a nida, she can't hand you the kais. V'yatzoye samita, she's not allowed to make the bed in front of you. If you're there, she's not allowed to make your bed. V'yachotzas ponav yodav raglav, and she's not allowed to wash your hands and your feet and your face. So chura, this pita, she's not allowed to touch you. So pasha, they say, even though she's not touching you, she's just pouring the water over you, that's also asa. So Rashi says, why? V'yachotzas ponav, Shederach kiruv v'chibahein. These are ways of being very close and in love. Uboinu dehergudover. And we're afraid if you do these things, you'll come to live together. So therefore, with the Rabbanan, these are the achokis that a nida can't do to a husband. When she's a nida, she's not allowed to make the bed in front of a husband, put the sheet down, and she can't wash his hands, face and feet, and she can't hand him something. That's the halacha when she's a nida. But v'ilu gabi avelus, Mashen came by the Hilchos Avelus, we learned like this, Tanya. Afa pi shamru, ein adam rishoy lachav asishta liyas kecheles dios makeses. Let's say your wife is an Avela. Your wife, her mother died, her father died. The lachar is, you're not allowed to force her to put on makeup. Ein adam rishoy lachav asishta liyas kecheles, to paint her eyes, liyas makeses. Rashi says that's maveris sarak apneum, to put makeup on her face. You can't ask your wife to put makeup when she's an Avela. But the Emris Amru, still we said it's true, that Moizegis Leakois, she's still supposed to pour for you, she can hand you things. Umatsoyis Leamita, even though she's an Avela, and it's also to have Tashmash Amita, but she's allowed to make the sheet in front of you. Umachosas Leponov Yodav Raglov, your wife is allowed to wash you. So what do we see here? Even though she's an Avela, and you're not allowed to have Tashmash together, Still, we're more makelier and say she's allowed to wash you, and we're not afraid you come to live together. And if your wife is a nida, then we're more afraid. Then we say she's not allowed to wash you, because if she washes you, then we're afraid you come to have tashmish. So the chur here, you see the svar just the opposite, that people are more afraid about hilchas avelis than they are about hilchas nida. So Mar says, no kash, there's no stira. I tell you, kan biavelis di day, kan biavelis di do. It depends who is the ovel. If he is the ovel, or if she is the ovel. This last halacha that says we're not afraid that we let her wash his hands, that's when she's the avola. When she's an avela, for her then it's very strict. Like she's an avela, she won't let him have tashmish. Mashenkin, when he's an avela, we say he'll have a yetzer, he'll want to live with his wife, and since he's the avela, not her, she won't stop him. So the difference between whether the chosin is the ovel or whether the collar is the ovel. Rashi says, "Kan the avelus di day." Rashi says, "Liyoyla mavelus kilo la minida." Really, avelus is more kal, doesn't mean that much than the isanidus does. Fani mas dis nochim etatz. This is the teretz. Ho dikton liyel hu yoshem ben anoshim. The avelus di day. When do we say they have to separate? That's when the chosin is the ovel. There, him, it's not so strict to him. We're afraid he'll have the yetzer to live with his wife. He'll want to live with her. Therefore, we tell the chosin he has to separate. I hear we see by an avela, she's allowed to wash him. We're not afraid to have tashmish. Is ba'avela sidor. That's when she is the avela. Diktoni, I know the Mishur Lachov. Like it says, you can't force your wife to put on makeup. Mashma, she's the avela. Alma bi'avela sidor. Kaminun. Shein roitz lochol. Final time the mezegis. Why do we say she's allowed to pour for you, hand you? Why? Because the end is gabi yitzra love. Even if the man is going to have a taiva yetsa to live with his wife, but given the avela tido, since she is the avela, ain't a shemasloi. She's not going to listen to you. She won't let you live with her. So when she's the avela, it's very strict for her. Therefore, we let them wash. She could wash him. Mashen kein, when the chosin is the ovel, then the chosin, if I say he has a big yetzer, he's going to want to live with his wife, and his wife will let him, because she's not the avela. So that's our first halacha before, that we have to separate them. We have to make them sleep separately. For the Gemara Ivor Tanya, we learned. For Tanya, Misha Meis Chomov. Let's say your father-in-law died. In other words, the wife is the avela. Oicha Meiser, else your mother-in-law. Again, so your wife is an avela. The halacha is, Eina Yechor the halacha v'sishta liyos kecheles v'liyos per kesis. You can't force your wife to put on eye makeup and to put on the face a makeup. Ella, what do you have to do the chosin? Koifer mitosai. The Gemara's times when you're in avela, you used to turn over the bed. In other words, like sleep on the floor, not on a bed. It's not noig bezmanazeh. But for noig imo avelis, you have to be noig with her. Even though the chosin, the husband, is not an ovel, it's only her father, her mother that died. Still, the locher is, you have to be noig avelis with her. We'll soon see. When you're in front of your wife, you have to be noig avelis with her. And the same thing the other way. V'chein hi shemeis chamiya. The same thing if she, that her father-in-law died. Oicha meiser, else her mother-in-law. In other words, the chosin's father or mother died. Is eina rishoy lias kecheles v'lias pakesis. She's not allowed to put on makeup now, because her husband is novel. Ela koifa mitosai. She has to turn over her bed also. For noigi my avelis. And she has to be noig with him avelis also. Now, Tony, it was learned the avelis the day by his avelis who yoshin ben hanoshim v'yishto yishona ben hanoshim. So the kashir is it says the loch is both ways around whether she's an avela or he's an avela, and it doesn't mention any difference. See if you're going to tell me now that when he's a novel they have to separate. Why didn't it say it over here? So mazalei nechanami tini means put it in. What should be learned here is that the avelis the day. When the chosin is an ovel, I'll tell you the din is, taku hu yoshim ben anoshim. Whenever the husband is the ovel, they have to separate. It's also to have yichud. She has to sleep with the men, for yishtu yishayna ben anoshim. For the Gemara, I have v'chein ketoni. It says no, it says clearly v'chein ketoni. Mashma, they have the same halachas. Whether the isha is an avela, or whether he's the ovel. So where it says no. Ki ketoni akichu b'apirchus. Now that it says that lochas applies both ways, it means negate to makeup. In both ways, she can't put on makeup. but it could be that when she's the Avela, then Yichud is Mutter. For the Gemara Vo'imoy Ketoni, it says he has to be with her. My love doesn't mean Imoy Bemita. Mashm, even when he is the Ovel, it says that he could be with her. So doesn't it mean to say even when he's the Ovel, they could have Yichud together? So Loi, I'll tell you what it means to say is just Imoy Babayis. Just means when he's in the house. In other words, when the chosin is the ovel, when does the wife have to be noig avelis only in front of the husband? But if she goes out in the street, there she could put her shoes on. So ima katoni, yamai la vima mita, lo ima babayis. Ukudyamalei Rav Chiya Brei, like Rav Chiya told to his son, that be apa in front of your wife, noig avelusa. You should be noig avelis. But the loy biapa, not in front of your wife, loy tiniga velusa. But this halacha, that when either the wife is a novel, or else the chosin's a novel, that they both have to be noiga velus, that's only in front. In other words, if the chosin is a novel, so when the wife is at home, she also has to take off her shoes. She also has to sit on the floor like an avela. Mashenka, when she goes outside, not in front of her husband, then she doesn't have to be noiga velus. But so far what we're coming out is, that's the teretz. That our veil is takum, that if he is the oval, we're afraid that maybe he'll have the yetzer want to live with his wife, therefore they have to separate. But when she's the avela, then yichud is mutter. That's what we're holding so far. So far, some modern halacha come out that any time the husband is an oval, there's issa yichud, he can't sleep in the same room with his wife. But avad halacha is not that way, but soon see. Rav Ashi says like this, mi kor madmis, Avelusa the Hocha, Le Avelusa the Alma. Can you bring any proof from our case of before? We hear the Chosin's father died before the Chasana. That we gave a special heter for them to make the chup and make the beer. Here we say there's an Issa Yichud. But you can't bring a proof from this case to any other Avelus. Avelus the Alma, where they were already married already, lived together already, and then one of them died, Avada there's no Issa Yichud. You can't bring any proof to regular case of Avelus to our special case here, where the Chosin's father or the Kala's mother died before the Chuppah. Why not? Avelusa the Alma Chomer. A regular Avelus of other people know it's a Chomer Dikisa not to live together. We're not afraid if they're going to have Yichud that they'll live together. So therefore, regular Avelus, it's mutter to have Yichud. You can sleep in the same room with your wife. But Avelus the Hocha, over here there's a special halacha. Why? Kivon the Yakilu Rabbonin, since the Rabbonin gave a special kallus over here. Like we'll soon see what. Like even though the father died, still we let them make the chuppah. We let them have the first beer. So you see like the Rabbonin were mezalzlan this Avelus over here. So since you see the Rabbonin made a zilzal, made something kal, lenient here, we're afraid that who adin, they'll be mekel and live together later on also, the next 14 days. Therefore, the din is here special. The next 14 days is Nisa Yichud. For the Gemara Maikula, what was the special thing they did here? Eli Medikatoni, that it says, Boyel Bilas Mitzvah Perish, that even though the Chosin really is an Einin, his father died already. And still we give a heter. We let him out the first Biyam, so we see we'll make it over here. For the Gemara, no. Hosa Mishum de Lechala Lov Avelusa. Like there's no special kalos there. Lamaisa, when he had the Chuppah, and he had the first beer. At that time, he wasn't an oval yet. At that time, he was only an oinin, and he had a right to make the chuppah the Rabbanim gave him the heter. So lamaisa, the avelus is not chal. The avelus is only chal after the sheva brachas. So the churah silchas avelus, he didn't do any kulis yet. There's no special kalis in ilchas avelus. The Mora says, ila Reb Leza, at sheyotzi v'pesach habayis. According to Reb Leza, shita is, when does avelus start? When you take the mace out of the house. Ila Reb Yeshua, at sheyista magoilu. The Yeshua shita is, until after you make the kfura. When you put the mace in the ground, and you cover him up, at sheyista magoilu, when you cover up the mace, that's when hilchas avelus starts. Before that, you're not a novel. So Mela, now a case here, that true, the Chosin's father died. Lemaisa negeya to hilchas avelus, we didn't make any kula yet, because avelus didn't start. We were making maybe an inyan of aninus. That we let you make the chuppah first, we let you make the biyah first. But first after the biyah, then you first made the kfura. Then you first buried the mace. So when did the avela start? First later. Zechura Silchus Avelis, we don't have any coolness yet. So why do we have an Isla Yichud here? So we're going to say like this. Elo Diktoni, because we learned, Noyig Shiva Simeya Mishta, V'yachakach Noyig Shiva Simeya Avelis. Like here, once you bury the mace, that the night of the chuppah, we let you first live together with your wife, make the bias mitzvah, then right after the bias mitzvah, Rashi says right away, that you have to go to bury the mace. Now, when you bury the mace, after you finish covering him up, now it's chaladin avelis. So really, you should be noig avelis right away. The Rabbanan will make it, you have to say no, that the Rabbanan let you have a din like a regal, and push off this avelis for another 7 days, and let you be noig first yeshiva brachas. So since the Rabbanan gave you a kula in your avelis, that they'll let you have your yeshiva brachas first, here we're afraid that the chos mekala will think the avelis is not so strong. So therefore here, by this avelis, we're afraid they'll live together. Therefore there's a special halacha that by this type of an avelis, there's an issa yichud. They can't sleep in the same room. He has to sleep with the men, and she has to sleep separately. But avadal halacha, in a normal case, when after you're married already, now either you, either the husband or the wife, becomes an avelis, avada, there's mutta yichud. They're allowed to sleep together in the same room. Only tashma shamita is also. Oh, mama, we learned before like this. Ben kachu, ben kach, lo yivul, lo beru Shabbos. You're not allowed to make the chuppah, you're not allowed to live together on Friday night. The first biya can't be Friday night on Shabbos. Who are din v'lo b'moitzoy Shabbos? You can't have the first biya like the chuppah, moitzoy Shabbos. Zemur says, bishleim b'yeru Shabbos, we don't want you to make the chuppah on Friday. To have the first biya Friday night, mishom chabura, because the first time you live with your wife, you break up sulam, you make dam come out there, that's called the chabura. That's an issa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also midiraisa. We'll see later about that. It's midiraisa from the Rabbanan. Ela b'moitzoy Shabbos, what's wrong to make the chuppah moitzoy Shabbos and have the first biya moitzoy Shabbos? What's wrong with that? Amai loy. Some Rabzeir says, mishum cheshbonis.